Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
He's the man with the blonde hair and the white gloves that you always see with the Stanley Cup, the keeper of the cup, Phil Pritchard, and he joins us here this morning on Total Information AM. Phil, I know you're flying to St. Louis on Friday. Where are you on Thursday with the Stanley Cup?
Tim Taylor, part of the player personnel team for the Blues, is out of Stratford, Ontario. One of the two famous people out of Stratford, Justin Bieber being the other, and Tim Taylor is I guess number one out of there.
I would say in our book anyway, for sure. So what are you doing? What is he doing with the cup today?
You know what? He's not a first time winner nor a second time winner. He won it twice back with Detroit and then with Tampa. He's recently bought a farm, and they're having a big farm party with a bonfire later on. So it should be a good evening for him. His kids are growing up a bit more, so it'll be totally different than it was when he was a player. And then, as mentioned, we'll be driving back to Toronto and getting on an early morning flight to St. Louis.
And so you know what the plans are for St. Louis? How long, first of all, how long will you be here?
We're there throughout the weekend for 3 days. Got three different guys, including Pat Maroon on Saturday and that, so it should be pretty special. It'll be the first time back in St. Louis since late June, and we'll see how the hockey fever is still alive and well in Missouri.
Are you ready for the heat?
We are. You know what? I've heard from all different guys, Tim including, that there's a big heat wave down there now. In Southern Ontario, it's not bad here. It's about 95 today, so we're getting close to you, but still, I know the humidity in that in St. Louis is huge at this time of year. But you know what? Perfect for hockey weather, isn't it?
Hey, we love celebrating hockey in July, that's for sure. You mentioned, you know, of course, you were here in June. How was it for you in the Stanley Cup here in St. Louis over those wild, wild times we had after the Blues won the Cup?
Well, you know what I think was so special? I mean, the Blues might have won it on the ice, but the whole city is celebrating. And that really showed that night after they won in Boston, and we flew back with the team to St. Louis. I think we arrived 3:30, 4 o'clock. It was raining. And the thousands of fans that were waiting at the airport for the team to arrive was pretty special. And I think what even made it more special is the players got off the plane, and they went right towards the fans. And they get the fans are a big part of this team in St. Louis, and they've supported them all these years. But I think right from there, you could see that the players love the fans, and the fans certainly love the players. So far, it's been a great summer, no matter where we've been. And we've been right across Canada, actually, starting with Coach in northern Alberta back on July 1st and working east. And then, as we said, flying back down to the Midwest tomorrow.
So how has it been with the Blues? You've done this for many years with many different teams. How has it been with the members of the St. Louis Blues?
Well, you know what? I, as we talked about earlier, and the guys get it right from the moment they got off the plane, they realize and understand the fans are a big part of this. And it's been the exact same with, like, the coach in his small town. A quick story. He's from Callahoo, Alberta. Population 85. There's one street. The police were telling me it was the first time in their history they've ever had a traffic jam on that street. There was over 3,000 people showed up for him to congratulate him. He had a mini parade. He had a public event and that. And I think from Craig Berube on, all the guys are giving back in their community. And that's, I think, what's so special. You saw it the night they arrived back in St. Louis. You saw it in the parade when they got off their floats and was carrying the cup into the crowd to share with the fans. And you see it every day out there as well. And that's pretty special. It's a pretty special group of guys. And we certainly look forward to the rest of the summer as well.
Phil Pritchard, the keeper of the cup, the guest this morning. And Phil, one thing that you see a lot with the hockey players, and you've seen it with the Blues, they always seem to take it to a hospital and many times Children's Hospitals, and that's I was there when Brandon Bullock a few years back took it to St. Louis Children's Hospital, and that's really a special moment.
It is, and you know what? I think they get it. They understand that not only that they're a hockey player, but they're part of the community as well, and they want to give back. They take it to their minor sports events, and that they take it to the hospitals. They do fundraising for stuff in town. I don't think they ever forget about their teachers or their coaches or someone that's meant a lot to them along the way, and including the hospital visits and as well. And I think that's what makes it so great to travel with the Cup is you can share it with so many people.
And you mentioned Coach Berube. That was a real special moment on this tour. Another one I thought was when Alex Petrangelo's triplets were around the Cup. And have you ever seen a cuter scene than that?
You know what? He was telling us all along, like even when they first won it and was at his house with that they have been great. The kids, it's like they're smiling for the photos. They get right into it and that, don't they? And not only you go from that age right to his grandmother with him at the party having spaghetti and that as well. So a true family guy there, great captain, great person as well.
And speaking of spaghetti, of course, Robbie Fabry had spaghetti in it. And there are some who say that his dogs ate the spaghetti out of the bowl, but you're here to clarify that.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, the dogs were there. Obviously, they did eat the spaghetti, but the spaghetti was passed to them by Robbie and his Nona, his grandmother. So they enjoyed in on it, but they didn't stick their head right in the cup and that. And you know what? It's funny you talk about that. It means a lot to these guys in what they do, and like Robbie and Alex and others that have had pasta over the years in it, they have an Italian background, and their grandparents brought over these recipes, and they're very close with them, and that's how they share it and say thank you. And it's neat to see that happen. They all do it out of respect, and that there's no disrespect at all to not the Italian culture, not the history of the Stanley Cup, not to the game. It's done with love, and obviously we clean it out right afterwards and that, but it's a special moment for them.
Yeah, no question. It's a special moment for Blues fans as well as we get to see our players with the Cup. It's incredible. Are there any times where you see something happening and you kind of go, oh, I don't know if I like this?
you know what is great, and all the guys will do this as well, is they share what they're going to do ahead of time. So we know they're going to have passado. We know they're going to go to a hospital. They share the schedule and that. So if they're seen as grimace, it's done well before it's actually happening. But like I said, it's all done out of respect, not only to the game, the Blues, and the Stanley Cup, but to their community as well. And I don't think there'll ever be a guy that does anything that is harmful or disrespectful to the Cup. But then again, in saying that, they always have their parties at night, and we've all been to parties, maybe not all Stanley Cup parties, but at parties at a certain time, guys that don't have a personality get a whole new personality, and you never know what's going to happen then.
And I guess all of that will stay in your mind and memory, right?
Well, I think the best thing, if the Stanley Cup could talk, it would be a bestseller.
No question about it. And we're looking forward to having you in St. Louis and adding more stories to that. And I can't wait. I mean, you've got people here who...
Yeah, it'll be fun. And hey, maybe we can chat later on in the summer and talk about what else has been happening.
We will do that, I promise. Phil Pritchard, thank you so much for your time today. Have a safe flight to St. Louis, and we will see you this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot. Great talking to you.
Great talking Bye-bye. To you. Phil Pritchard on Total Information AM.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.